The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You know, you hear Eric's voice on the radio every single weekend, and maybe you've even seen his face on some advertising in the area. Maybe you have people who work with Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. But today, we're going to get to know him even more. And if you would like a more personal face-to-face chat, then give Eric and his team a call. Let me get to that phone number, 800-454-1184. What you can do is call this number for a complimentary visit, 800-454-1184. The other thing you could do is text the word toolbox to this number and you'll get the toolbox. It has the book that Eric has written, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, plus other educational materials. Really cool things for retirement. Eric and his team have worked really hard on this. They help retirees have that remarkable retirement. And gosh, they've been doing this for over 30 years. So check them out yourself, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of a different take here. We're just going to go over how I got into this and why I do what I do. So,
okay, yeah. Very good. So let's just start with your background, how you got started, even at a young age. How did you get involved in the financial services?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was always kind of interested in money. I had a checking account when I was 14, mainly so I could buy those good old Columbia records. Always was working usually two jobs, just because I like to have money and like to have stuff and do things. And so, when I was going to Santa Clara University, I was going with a finance degree, and I did actually an internship doing cold calling for a stockbroker, kind of old school stuff for a while, but did also a internship for getting my securities license and my insurance license. And then I was working in banking at the time and started working mainly with an insurance company that also did investments before I kind of broke out on my own. And, so that's kind of the path I chose to get in here, or it chose me, I guess. Right.
Right.
It was more, I don't know if I was quite the Alex P. Keaton kind of character from Family Ties, but kind of somewhat
kind of like it. Yeah.
I did like to, have a lot of that stuff figured out. And I was also always good at kind of solving puzzles or figuring out different ways to do certain things. So, with financial, planning, financial advising, really it is, if you think about it, there's lots of different paths, lots of different ways to kind of achieve similar results, but which one's the most optimum. And that's kind of the stuff I like to always figure out. And that's kind of what got me into here.
Yeah. Now you've kind of phased in, I don't know if I should say phased into, but fallen into the areas of helping retirees. So that's a huge puzzle to figure out for each individual, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's probably the bigger one, really, for a lot of people. That's the most complicated. Having your money, just put it away and, save it, let it grow. There's things you can be doing along the way, but it's not as complicated, correct? So the really complication is, how do you now have all these, different types of accounts? Which one do you take first? How do you take it? How much can you take? How's it going to last? And what's the tax ramifications? All those kinds of issues. That's really what I like to do, because of there's a lot less people in that space, a lot less people actually understand it. And, it's one where I can really excel and show people, hey, these are some different options you could do it, but here's probably the best way for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, talk a little bit about Heckman Financial. How many people are in your office?
Yeah, well, right now we've got, now you had to make me think. So we've got seven on the team here. We've got a full-time tax person who, you know, does tax returns for our clients and, you know, in off tax seasons helping do an analysis with Roth conversions, other, you know, types of stuff, because there's everything about retirement is tax related.
Right.
And so that's one big thing. And then, of course, we've got just, you know, the team doing the planning, team doing the, you know, the applications and getting all the accounts up and running. And then we do just a lot of client service stuff. You know, we do fun client events. We usually do a Galentine's thing around Valentine's Day for the ladies. We do summertime kind of company picnic thing with all of our clients. So there's a couple of standard events that we always do every year, but then, you know, we do some educational ones along the way. And of course, anytime there's a tax law change or anything like that. So we do a lot of events for existing clients and, you know, really to try to keep them informed, try to make sure they're, you know, knowing what's going on and also have a little bit of fun while you're at it. Right.
So,
you got to keep it interesting.
I love that it's a family atmosphere because I've seen pictures and events that you guys have held where everybody comes and then they can even bring friends and you have, you know, just really good time together. And then also, like you said, you have these educational events and you hold a lot of those throughout the year. So talk about how people could find out about those and sign up for those.
Yeah, well, so there's always always different events going on. We'll either be doing, you know, some talks, sometimes at dinner places, sometimes more educational settings. And so, yeah, we've always got those going on. Usually we have some on-demand webinars. Those are always up and running and on certain topics. And that's a good way just to, you know, just to get a little bit more data, a little bit more information and, you know, really kind of understand a little bit more. Yeah, you may not get it all right, you may not want to learn it all, but at least you know what you should start to know or what to ask about, right? And so, yeah, one of the things we've done is we've got a list of those at wealthcreatorradio.com. And so, yeah, you'll go there. You can click on the link there to see all the latest and greatest events that we have. And like I said, there's always some webinars up and running. So, yeah, you can click on those anytime you want. And again, that's wealthcreatorradio.com. And, you know, if you want it even easier, all you have to do is text RSVP to 800-454-1184. That'll send you the list of the events that we have coming up or the link, you know, to find those. So again, super easy way to do it is just text the word RSVP to 800-454-1184.
We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Now, Eric, tell us how you teach your own boys. You have three boys, almost all grown, but how are you teaching them about finances and when did you start?
Yeah, well, probably didn't start as good as we should have early on, but we tried some. We did do some little things here and there and stuff, but I mean, one of the things that we did is, you know, really they always wanted to get, you know, have some jobs now. They didn't work quite as much as me, but they did do like seasonal jobs. Like they all worked at the ice rink downtown when, you know, the outdoor ice rink. So, you know, there were certain things they liked to work at scout camp and other stuff like that. So, you know, so that was one way to at least have some of their own money and, you know, that they can do. But, I mean, I think one of the bigger things that we did was really when they went to college. You know, it's like, okay, well, if you're in the dorms or an apartment, we'll give you some money, you know, for basic food type stuff or meal plan, but we didn't give them any spending money.
So if you want
spending money, get a job, right? You know, and do something and then you can, you know, get your spending money that way. And they did, you know, they got some part-time jobs, just enough to pay for movies, pay for, you know, the fun stuff that you want to do. Right. You know, but now that they're, especially with my oldest who's out on his own now type of thing, you know, yeah, it's all about funding Roth, you know, make sure you start putting some money in Roth, make sure you also have some money in savings, you know, build up some savings. Don't just put it all away for, you know, when you're 59 and a half, which is way too long for somebody who's in their 20s.
Right? Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, you want to have that safety money. You want to have some of that backup money so you don't go on credit cards, but you also need to put everything in the Roth. So that way it's not going to be in the government's hands down the road. And, you know, that's one of the big things that we look at when we're meeting with people is we go through that whole process and we teach them all these different things. So, you know, one of the things is just getting that information, getting that data, you know, again, that's one of the, I think, one of the most critical things that people can do. And so we set up this digital toolbox for people, and it's got all sorts of great things like, are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. All that you can find by just texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Not done yet. Still so much more to cover, so stick around for more.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. So happy to have you along with us today. You know, there's a song that Rod Stewart wrote, and one line in it, well, the name of the song is Ooh La La. I don't remember it. Do you remember that, Eric? Ooh La La? Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
You do? So, okay. Yeah. Well, the line in it says, I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger. And how many times have we all wished that? You know, I'm like, oh man, you know, wish I knew then what I know now. And then there's a freelance copywriter, and she recently wrote things that she would tell her 20-year-old self. So I thought it would be kind of fun to ask you, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self, Eric?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, you know, we all wish we had done stuff differently, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think when you're younger, the kind of big thing is, of course, one is just avoiding debt, avoiding the temptation of everybody, you know, just, you know, click, click, you know, tap, 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 right? You don't have to insert your card anymore. And, you know, so that's one hazardous thing is trying to keep up with the Joneses or buying all the latest and greatest. And most of that stuff you end up throwing away anyways after a while, right? So, you know, so that'd be one thing, just watch how much you're spending. But, you know, probably more importantly, just really funding some money in Roth, you know, be pre-tax, but also have enough money in savings. And then if you want to move up to the next level, whatever that is, if it's a bigger apartment or trying to buy a place or something, save up ahead of time, you know, have that 3 to 6 months of savings for that debt load or for that, you know, that spending level that you have now. So if you're spending, you know, say it's $3,000 a month now, but you want to be spending $5,000 a month, well, okay, let's make sure you have that money saved up. Let's see if you have, you know, $30,000 sitting in the bank, then you're now, you know, have the savings for somebody who's spending, you know, $5,000 a month, right? So then go up to the next level. But most people, what they do is they get the debt and then they don't have the money to do the savings. And then they wonder why they never have the money. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then they start figuring out when they're 40 or 50 and it's a lot late then, right? So yeah, then that's when we start talking about, well, I wish I'd done that when I was 20, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
So I think that's one of the critical things is really, you know, having that savings first, you know, and planning ahead a little bit better versus just going out and doing all the stuff you want to do.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. You start your career and you have the, you know, finally have money and then you start spending and then you get in debt. That was my husband and I, what you just said. That was my husband and I. And then we're like, okay, here we go. We got to get serious, you know, coming up here, getting closer to retirement. So if you look back at your life, so in your 20s, you're laying the groundwork really truly for your, you know, financial future. Like I just said, my husband and I. In our show, we talk about the stages of retirement, but financial planners say there are 5 financial stages of life. So we're going to kind of go over those right now. Your clients, you know, are around probably my age or older, so they probably have, you know, maybe kids or grandkids in this first stage of life. So talk about that. And you know, we want to talk about paying forward information to the next generation to help them do better.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you know, big thing would be savings and debt. So buy the stuff that you can afford, not the stuff that you want, right?
Yeah.
So, which is tough to do. And so, yeah, so start building up that savings, have that, you know, that that ideally that 6 months of expenses saved up, then you can go out and buy some of that other stuff. But also along the way, you got to be at least funding that match, getting up to, you know, if you're working at a job, at least get that match. And nowadays, of course, a lot of people are just doing the gig economy type stuff, right? They might have, you know, smaller, littler jobs type of things that add up to a full-time job. And you may not have those matches. Well, you still need to be putting money away. So that's a big one. Is, you know, try to at least be putting at least 5% away long term when you're, you know, when you're in your 20s, because that money will grow to be huge, you know, down the road. But I think that's kind of the debt and the savings would be the first ones. And, you know, then once you get past that, then you can start doing a little bit more. Yeah, a little bit more sophisticated planning, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so after that early career, then, you know, you start having kids and, you know, building your career, right? Getting into the positions that you want. So let's talk about those financial steps that are happening.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing, especially in the Bay Area, you know, a lot of people, they want to get that ideal house. Well, that's sometimes a really bad way to go. I used to play Monopoly a lot as a kid and still undefeated. And I almost don't want to play anymore because I don't want to lose. every time we played Monopoly, yeah, I would always buy the cheapest houses. I would buy all the cheapest properties because you could very easily get houses put on them and hotels and all that. And you almost always end up winning. And whoever wants to save up for the, you know, expensive ones can never do much with them.
Interesting.
And so same thing with, you know, when you're first starting out, just get into some sort of real estate. And amazingly, after 5 or 10 years, you know, you're going to have some equity in there. Then you'll be able to move up to that next house. Mm-hmm. But if you wait to save up a little bit more, guess what happens? That price of the house, it goes up a lot more, up a lot more. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes just getting into something is worth it. You know, so that'd be one thing. Like I said, having that savings, having that, building up that saving, that retirement, you know, this is where you would need to start probably plowing a little bit more money away too, is once you do have that house, then okay, how do we ramp up these savings? How do we, you know, start building that money up more? Because yeah, as you are starting to age more, you want that money to be growing over time. And, you know, the more time you have, the easier it is for that money to grow. So, I think it's one of the big critical things.
Okay. Now, do you work with people in these first two stages very often in this part of financial lives that we're talking about?
No, not too much. Okay. You know, we do for a lot of our adult children of our clients. So, You know, so we've met with a lot of them, and they'll come in and, you know, ask some questions. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we do work with some younger people. I mean, I've also had some younger people that want to retire at 50 or 55. And so to me, they're like somebody who's trying to retire at 65, right? Mm-hmm. So we will work with those. But I think people in these earlier stages, it's more about just getting the basics right, making sure you've got, you know, all insurance stuff covered, life insurance, all that type of stuff, that you've got that money being put away, trying to save that 15% between long-term, short-term, and medium-term money. You know, those are the big keys. That's something where there's a lot of online stuff. You could also, yeah, there's a lot of other financial advisors that you look at, and that's something we refer people to, even if they need that help too.
Yeah. So there are a lot of really good people that can help, savers with their money, and you can grow your money and all that with those type of advisors. But you mostly work with people who are closer to retirement.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, we're working with people that are doing that shift, because that shift can be hazardous, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. There's a lot of mess ups that you can do in your 20s and 30s and overcome them in your 40s and 50s.
Oh yeah.
It's not as easy, but it's doable. If you mess up something in your 60s, it's really hard to fix it in your 80s. You get one retirement. Yeah, you get a long time to save that money up, but you only get really one time to spend it down. And so that's why you really want to have good, solid advice when we're talking about that payout phase, you know, when you're starting to withdraw the money, because it's also really freaky for people. It's so funny. I mean, I had this couple in here, Alan Tina, and they were doing that shift. He worked for PG&E, and he's doing that shift into that retirement. And I was telling him that a lot of people just have emotional issues, literally taking that money back out. And I think he heard me the first time, but he didn't listen to me.
Uh-huh.
And then, the next time we met, he's like, wow, you are so right. you told me this thing about, you know, people freak out. And, you know, he repeated what I said, which was pretty funny. And, and it is something that I think a lot of people just don't quite get. And then there's just so many decisions too. It's a lot more complicated than people think. You know, when you're building the money up, it's just grow,
right.
Putting it away. When you're taking it back out, it's a whole new thing.
Right. Now, would you say, is it ever too early to start thinking about retirement?
Oh my gosh, no. Yeah. I mean, that's, going back to, would have done when you're 20. If you look at the compounding, well, the rule of 72 basically says if money doubles, if you earn 7%, it doubles basically every 10 years. And so if you think about that in your 20s, if you just put in 1,000, that 1,000 could be then 2, then 4, then 8, and 16,000. Well, what if you did that multiple times, right? I mean, all of a sudden you've got all this money there when you're older versus if you wait to start when you're 40. Well, you miss two of those doublings, right?
Yeah. So
it's pretty brutal to try to wait that long. I mean, it's not, you're not going to have to get super accurate, right? This is just, are you somewhat in the general direction, right? It's like, if you're trying to drive across the country, am I at least heading east? you may not be on the right road, but at least you're in the right direction generally, correct? So that's really what you're talking about when you're younger. And so one of the things we have set up is a lot of great tools in our digital toolbox. And, these are things like, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes and retirement, Social Security decision? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, which is, really from people 50s and on. And that's all sitting there free of charge for you. It's quick, easy reads and downloads. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Your pre-retirement years are where some of the most critical financial decisions are happening. We're going to tackle some of those decisions coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Are you feeling the pinch of inflation? Wondering how it might affect your retirement plans? Well, you're not alone, and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is here to help. Eric's put together a free webinar titled An Economic Update for 2024. This is not just a run-of-the-mill chat. It is an in-depth look at the economy, focusing on the impact of inflation on your retirement and the actionable steps that you can take now to safeguard your future. At the end of the presentation, you'll also have a chance to ask Eric any questions that you may have. So what are you waiting for? RSVP now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. This webinar could be a game changer for your financial future. There's no cost. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. You know, it's no surprise that what's right for your money now probably won't be the case in about 10, 20 years from now. There are five main stages to your financial life. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. And this stage that we're getting to, the third stage, is really, really important. These are your pre-retirement years. And Eric, this is who you work with. Again, it's an exciting time for these people. Their house is probably paid off. Hopefully their kids are off the payroll. And you are in your peak earning years. But it's also a time of life when you cannot afford to ruin it with the wrong financial moves, right?
No, exactly. And around here, probably in Silicon Valley, your house probably isn't really paid off. Every once in a while you run into those people who were able to do that, but at least hopefully you're not refinancing and taking more cash out or anything like that. And then I do agree, yes. So hopefully the kids are off the payroll. It's always one of my first questions is the bank of mom and dad closed, or is it still operating? And And often it's still operating. So, yeah, you do have to watch that. Because, I had one couple that I think they were spending, she was spending about $3,000 or $4,000 a month on their adult children.
No.
And they're trying to retire. And so that was a big bone of contention between the two. That was, we got to cut them off a little bit. This would be when, you're starting to have to like position the money in the right spots, right? Because of when you're having the money grow, you just, put it in there. Hopefully it works. Those ups and downs in the market don't really matter, right? Because, as long as they just keep putting money in, it'll come back and all that type of stuff. Well, that works until you have to start withdrawing it, right? So this is where you have to start paying attention to where those placements are. So this is when you start having to go, oh, well, do I have a lot of foundational money, stuff that's not in the market? Because your 401k forces you to have 100% of your money in the market, which is stocks and bonds. What we want to have is have some money that's guaranteed, ideally that's earning some good interest, maybe 5 to 9% or something like that. But something that's earning you some good money that can't go away, because on those bad years, you can go take that money from there. Good years, you take from the market. Mm-hmm. Also in between there, we usually want to have some steady income stuff. That steady income money is really stuff that investments that are less volatile, that pay you some really good dividends. So again, they give you cash flow. Now, when you're still not retired, you don't necessarily need that cash flow, but it can build up in your portfolio and take advantage of certain times. But that's what you need to start doing, is shifting the money. Not 100%. It's not like you're doing you passed it. You got to do a U-turn, right? Recalculate. No, we're not doing that. We're just talking about, let's start shifting and start, getting over there, getting in that general direction and making those changes. Because also it's one of those things where you don't want to do it all at once, right? Because who knows what the economics of that time frame will be when you make that decision.
Right. And that's like my husband and I right now. I mean, I'm turning 65 this year. He's right behind me. We're only 8 months apart, but I'm a little bit older. And so that's what we are doing. We're trying to shift, money into our Roth so that we can reduce those taxes in the future. So that's where we are right now. And just thinking about, how we're going to be able to maintain the current lifestyle that we have. What about thinking about plans for healthcare? Is this also the same time you should be doing this time that you should be doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is really a big time to be planning for, the five areas that we always talk about when we talk about the blueprint to worry less wealth. And so first is having an income plan, right? Making sure that you've got that money that is going to be able to pay out. Where's it going to come from, right? Will it last long enough? Are you, mostly on track, or do you have to move those dates out farther, uh-huh. right? So that'd be one of the things. And obviously investments, how you're investing it, which we kind of just talked about, making some of those changes. You brought up Roth. How can we lower taxes? What tax moves should we be making? Healthcare is a big one, because if you're pre-65, it's going to be probably $1,000 per person for medical. And once you turn 65, it's probably 300 or 400. So big difference between those two.
Yeah. And,
when are you going to retire, pre or post 65? That's a big one. And then, then obviously legacy, who's getting your stuff? Are your assets titled in the right way? So, that's one of the things that you really want to be looking at, is all five of those areas and start having a plan, for those. Because it is really critical that you do have that plan. And that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial, is, we actually go through that whole process. First, we have just a quick 30-minute phone call where we just talk to people about what their worries are, what their concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that whole blueprint. We'll go through all those five areas, tell you where you're headed free of charge right now. We've been waiving that planning fee. And so that's one of the things that we can do, is actually help you go see where you're going to be, and then we'll tell you what's working, what's not, and what things you might want to change. Again, this is just critical information to be getting, especially if you're in that pre-retirement zone and that phase of life. So all you have to do is, if you want to set up a quick time to talk with me, Eric Heckman, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. He and his team at Heckman Financial work with this stage that we're talking about, pre-retirees and then in retirement. And, you know, Eric will say their system is working very well. They've been helping retirees just like you, and Eric is reaching out to you. That's why we do this show every weekend. He wants you to know that he and his team are here for you. Their goal is to help you worry less about retirement. So getting that financial checkup would be a good time in pre-retirement years to make sure you're on track. And then you already kind of talked a little bit about making that transition from saving for retirement to now you're pulling out money, but you also have to generate income in retirement. So tell us a little bit about that, Eric.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you kind of visualize it, which is always fun on the radio, right?
Yeah.
So, but think about different buckets, right? So you've got your tax deferred bucket, which unfortunately for a lot of people is their biggest bucket. This is your 401ks, IRAs, and all that stuff. This is stuff that you haven't paid tax on. So you got that bucket has a lot of, little gotchas, right? Depending on how much you take from there. You got your taxable bucket, which might be your savings and stock accounts, brokerage accounts. That's got a lot less tax ramifications. And then you got the tax-free bucket, which unfortunately is usually the smaller one. That's the Roth IRAs and life insurance and other things that are tax-free. What we want to do is figure out how much should we be taking from each one of those. And then you can actually decide what your tax bracket will be, which seems weird. But when you're working, you just get your W-2 and do your tax return, and it is what it is.
That's that, yeah.
Yeah. So, but in retirement, depending on which bucket and how much you took from which one, that's going to dictate a lot of stuff about your taxes. If you take too much money out of your tax deferred bucket, your IRAs and 401ks, that might cause your Social Security bucket to get taxed heavier. That's things that people don't tell you about, right? That's the stuff that your tax advisor won't mention because they don't see that you had options of taking it differently, and they're always reporting backwards. So this is where you have to be planning ahead for that next year. You know, where's that money going to come from? So yeah, it's got to be, you know, and then of course, like you said, these investments need to be start generating income. They need to be giving dividends, giving other things, because say if you need to take 4% of your money out and you only have 2% of your portfolio paying dividends, that means you're selling 2% of your shares every month. Mm. Well, if the market's up that month, that's not bad. But if it's down for a few months, that means you're selling more shares. And then when the market comes back, those shares are gone. So yeah, that's what makes it a lot more critical.
Eric, this has been great. We've covered a lot of information here about the stages of your financial life. How can people get more information?
Yeah, well, like I said, you need to get some, once you get to that pre-retirement and then that payout phase, yeah, you need to have a plan. You need to have a lot of data. You need to know what you're doing. Yeah, you don't want to just wing it and hope it works. I think education is the best way to do it. So we put up a lot of great resources there at that digital toolbox. My book, Worry Less Wealth, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? The Social Security Decision, Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do? And even a link to set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman. So if that's something you want to do, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to get all this great data. Again, text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And still more to come with Eric. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, am Luann Fulmer, and you are listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area. So happy to have you along with us on Wealth Creator Radio. So I'm going to pull up some mail, okay, some mailbag questions for you to go over, Eric. And I always love this segment because we get to hear from, you know, real retirees, real questions that they are experiencing. I mean, you hear this all the time, but I think it's always good to bring it to the airwaves. So you ready for this?
Yeah. And a lot of these aren't, a lot of these are emailed, by the way.
Right. Yeah, not mail. I call it mailbag. Yeah, but
can you put emails in a bag?
I don't know.
If you printed them,
you got to print them.
Yeah. Okay.
Figuratively speaking. All right.
Exactly.
Here we go. First question, though. This is from Glenn. Glenn says, someone at work was just telling me that the rules have changed for how my kids can inherit my IRA one day and that they'll have to pay a lot more in taxes. Could you please tell me what's going on, Eric?
Yes, and this is one of the things where I think all financial advisors need to be licensed in taxes. This is usually when people say, oh, I don't give tax advice. It's like, but how are you talking to somebody about their inherited IRA then? Right?
Yeah.
So, I have license to do taxes. And one of the things that is super confusing is this new, this came out of the SECURE Act in 2020, where it used to be you could do this stretch IRA, which wasn't a yoga move. It was it was a way to, if your kids inherited the money, they would have roughly, usually about 25 to 40 years. Usually they, by the time they're in their 80s, they'd have to have the money spent. So, yeah, it was very gradual that how much they had to take out. They could take it out faster, right? But they just the minimum that they had to keep taking out. Well, now, 10 years. So if somebody dies in 2023, by the end of 2033, that money's got to be gone. So this is like the government telling my three sons to say, hey, dad's gone. You got 10 years to spend his money.
Yeah.
And what would they say? Challenge accepted. So, yeah, not the right kind of challenge you want to give the younger generations. Like, yeah. Hey, can you spend this money faster?
Yeah.
It only took your parents 30, 40 years to save that up, but you can get rid of it in 10, can't you? Sure, yeah. They'll do it. So really what the goal is obviously for the government to get the money back on the taxes. So, yeah, if you're ever inheriting money from anybody, definitely get some advice because there are exclusions for siblings or exclusions for spouses, for minor children. There's a lot of different weird little things in there. And if you don't get the right advice and you do this paperwork, there's no fixing it. If you mess up the paperwork, it's over and done with whatever route you went. You had to keep going that way. So, yeah, definitely want to know what's going on before you take action.
Very good. 800-454-1184. That's the number to call Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial because, you know, they have the licenses. They are educated in this area. They deal with retirees every single day. So call that number if you have a question yourself. Here's another email piece that I have for you. It's from Dwayne. And he says, I've handled my finances myself over the years, and I've done pretty well. Everyone tells me that I should have a financial advisor now that I'm about ready to retire, but I'm having trouble with the concept of turning it all over to someone else at this point. Why should I have someone else handle it?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And if you're super good at doing it and you know all the distribution rules and you know all the math on the way out, because the way up, right, it's kind of like climbing Everest. Mm. The stats are way more people die descending from Mount Everest than they do climbing up. And just similar to retirement planning, right? It's a lot more hazardous on the way down as you're spending that money down, not building that money up anymore. And, you know, there's the math changes a lot. The tax pay situation is massively different. But, you know, if you think you can handle it, that's great. The hardest part I find is lots of times for especially it's usually guys who say this, just in my experience. But lots of times they have a spouse that may have nothing to do with money, may have nothing to know about money. And, I mean, I've literally had somebody in here where we've had to teach her how to get her balance online because during COVID she couldn't go to the bank and her husband died and she's only going to the bank to find out how much money they had and she never even used an ATM because he always took out the money for her. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things, so you know, if you can't handle it on your own, you know, definitely want to have somebody, but also if your spouse can't, you want to have somebody at least that you're talking with, somebody who can, who knows what's going on. But yeah, you better know all the different rules, ins and outs, you know, of what's going on for your situation. Cause it can be a, you know, it can be a definitely a very different situation. And lots of times I also like to say, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you, right? So sometimes it's just worth it just to maybe not hire them permanently, but at least go in there for a review.
Yeah, for some guidance, right?
Yep.
800-454-1184. It'd be so much nicer to worry less about your retirement plan. Just focus on having fun. And Eric, that's why you and your team are here, is to really just, you know, guide retirees, help them with strategies along the way. Like you said, you helped that, you know, you've helped a lady before with her Social Security and helped her try to figure that out. And you can even go back. You said you can go back and claim it within 6 months, right?
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of different tools. And so, you know, one of the things is you can set a time to visit with us at our toolbox site, or just get a lot of great educational materials that give you a little bit more details and a little bit more things to think about. And then, yeah, then it's up to you if you want to take action, of course. So you can always text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And when you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We are reaching into our mailbag like we do occasionally. This next question is from Marty. And he says, I'm retiring next year, and I expect that I'll be in a lower tax bracket at that time. But how do I know how much tax I should pay every time I make a withdrawal? I've always just had taxes withheld from my paycheck, and I've never had to think about it.
It is amazing how many people just are confused about literally just the logistics of how do I get a check?
Yeah. Right?
How do I recreate my play check since I don't have a paycheck anymore?
Yeah,
right?
I love that.
So you go, so, you know, how do it? Well, you have to figure out which sources of income are you taking money out of? Are you taking out of savings accounts where there's no tax issue? If you're taking out of IRA, obviously you can have taxes withheld. If you're turning on Social Security, you can actually have federal taxes withheld. And I always urge people to do that because that gets you a lot less trouble at tax time. Mm-hmm. But just like in California, Social Security is not state taxable. So it doesn't help you on the state side of things. With your IRAs, if you're taking money out of there, you usually want to do withholding. Sometimes you might have to pay quarterly estimates, which is, you know, where you actually send in a check every 3 months to the state and to the government. So yeah, it is something that you want to be planned for. It does get a lot more confusing. And really the weird part is you may or may not be in a lower tax bracket because, you know, again, you want to look at your adjusted, not just your adjusted gross income, but you want to look at your taxable income. And lots of times your taxable income in retirement is actually higher. Hmm. So, you know, one of the things you have to look for is how am I really structuring that and where is that money coming from? So definitely a good time to get advice.
Okay. Very good. Again, I like to give this number out because you might even have a question that, you know, from whatever we're talking about, tease off another question for you. So that number, again, is 800-454-1184, and you can text the word visit to go in for a visit, and you can text the word toolbox to get everything that's in that toolbox, including Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. All right, last question for you, Eric. This is from Gordon. He says, we recently paid off our house, which was a great feeling, but now we have about $3,000 we don't spend every month. We're already maxing out our retirement accounts, and I don't want to leave it into our checking account. So where should I be putting this money?
Yeah, it's great that they were able to pay that off. And, it does free up a lot of cash. And so, yeah, now you have to figure out, okay, where are we going to put that money? Well, obviously a lot of just savings accounts are pretty good right now, interest rate wise, but that does create taxable income. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest shocks for next year taxes is how much people had to pay tax on their interest at the bank, because we really nobody's paid interest from a bank taxes on it for 20 years,
yeah,
right?
We haven't
gotten any good interest for so long.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing you could do, but you know, there are also more tax efficient places to go. There's specially designed life insurance actually that you can fund. That if it's done right and you're purchasing it for the right reasons and you know all the details going in, there's silly stuff like people call it the laser fund and all these other things that should be illegal. But if you're talking about it for real and in a legitimate situation and with real knowledge, you know, some of those types of plans actually can, you know, not only build up some money tax deferred, but also, you know, like I said, give you some long-term care benefits, which, you know, can be something that, that people really need to plan for. So, you know, there's a lot of options. Obviously, you could do other stuff. If you're still working, you can fund, you know, Roth accounts if you're not over the income limits. But that won't quite, you know, that's more, $3,000 a month is more than those maximums. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where you definitely want to get a little planning, but I would think heavily on the tax side of things. Because if you've already funded a whole bunch of pre-tax accounts, you're going to have a big tax headache when you hit retirement already. So if we make more money tax efficient, it's going to help you out a lot. So again, one of the things that you can get access to is a ton of stuff about how long will my money last? What's my Social Security decision time frame? All these great things, our book, and even a way to meet with us. You know, that's all sitting there at the digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go online, download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still not done yet. We'll be right back with the rest of our show and Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. He's also the author of Worry Less Wealth. You can get that book by just texting TOOLBOX 800-454-1184. All right, Eric, we've come to that time in our show where you give us a story about people that you have helped. Today, we're going to talk about a wealth success story, kind of a really nice example to see how things can work out for the best for retirees. So tell us about it, please.
Yeah. So this is one of my clients, Cindy. And remember when I first met her, she was sitting down across the table from me. And unfortunately, she'd lost her husband, and they'd been married, I think it was 44 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time. Aww. And you know, just a few years before that, she'd lost her son. So she was all of a sudden having to do everything on her own. And they had some rental properties, and that was not her thing. But they always managed them herself. They never had a manager, but it was really her husband who had been doing that, and he did the handyman stuff and working with the tenants and all those types of things. And she was even telling me that they called about this some floor issue, and she just started crying on the phone with them because she had no idea what to do. And and so, you know, we helped her with some strategies where she could, you know, sell those with in a tax-free manner, just put those proceeds into you know, into some stuff that will, you know, give her a lot of cash flow. It was funny because she had money, but she didn't see the money coming in. So she was doing very good. And then she, you know, realized that, you know, she didn't know as many people in her neighborhood anymore because, you know, she didn't get out as much. And of course, if you don't have the kids and other things to you know, have you talk with people. And so, we looked at it and said, hey, why don't we sell the house? And she moved into a independent living place there, where all of a sudden now she could talk to all these people, meet people. She didn't need that huge place anymore. And now she's just totally content. She's got plenty of money coming in. She knows she's fine for the rest of her life. And if you plan stuff and you know you're okay, but sometimes to know you're okay, you have to have it in a certain way. And for her, it was having the actual cash flow coming in the door. It didn't matter if it was someplace else until she saw it kind of coming in that door. That's when she finally realized, oh yeah, I am good. I don't have to worry about things and I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And, you know, so that's where she's at now. So, you know, again, this is things that we can help you with. I mean, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. My name is Eric Heckman. We'll be back next week for more advice to help you create wealth in retirement. And, you know, again, if you want to set a time to talk with me directly, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.